Today is Tuesday, the 13th of January, in the first week of Ordinary Time. In God alone is my soul at rest. He alone is my rock, my strength. There are probably things on my mind as I try to pray right now. Things bothering me, worrying me, things I've got to do. Those hassles and concerns may be important, but for these few minutes, can I just put them to one side and find a moment of peace for my soul? A moment of rest with my God, my rock, my strength. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At this, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee.
Imagine for a moment this man possessed by an unclean spirit, perhaps shouting obscenities, perhaps known for frightening people passing by. How do you think the people in the synagogue might have reacted to this man and to what Jesus does? What struck the people was that Jesus taught with authority, backing his words with extraordinary actions. How do you imagine this moment of authority? What strikes you about Jesus' authority? As you listen to the reading again, imagine the scene as vividly as you can. The tones of voice, the postures, the looks on people's faces.
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At this, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee.
What desire do you have to speak and act as Jesus did, with that kind of integrity and authority? In the closing moments of this prayer time, talk this over with the Lord, asking perhaps for the gift, the grace to practice what you believe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.